All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. I thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, I offer the sacrifice of praise. I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. Hallelujah, because you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, and you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are a soon and coming King. And Lord, we praise and we magnify you. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you for the precious blood that was shed for us on the cross at Calvary. I thank you that when Yeshua rose from the dead on the third day, death was defeated. Death was defeated. Power of sin was broken over our lives, and now we have liberty and freedom in the walk in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And Lord, we thank you for that sacrifice. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, I thank you for delivering and setting your people free from eating disorders. Let them be free from it now in the name of Yeshua. Eating disorders, liver cancer, be gone. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the healing anointing for hypertension and high blood pressure. That being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you for epilepsy, that spirit of epilepsy. Come out of them and go from them now in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for making them whole in Yeshua's mighty name. And I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for favor. I thank you for buying the strong man of perversion, witchcraft, doubt, unbelief, idol worship. In this reason, and bind them with chains from heaven. I thank you for sending your warring angels atop of the thrones of the strong man. Release your power and glory over the Pacific Northwest, Lord God. I thank you for the fresh anointing resting on the pastors and the teachers in this area, in this region, that they would preach the uncompromised gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, that you release anointing of prayer, supplication, intercession over the body of Christ here in the Pacific Northwest, that we begin to pray as we never prayed before, that we might experience revival in the land, a genuine, true revival in the land in the name of Yeshua. Lord God of Israel, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for those that need promotions. God, grant them with the promotion. Those that need a new job, bless them with a new job. Those that need a new home, bring them out and put them in their new home, Lord God. I ask that you do it in the name of Yeshua. And I pray for those that are ready to give up. Lord, send a refreshing. Send a refreshing, send a refreshing, send a refreshing in the name of Yeshua. Now, Father, I thank you. I pray that your blessing would be over this broadcast today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the Word of God. And truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. You see, you struggle with something, I pray. Get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Saints, we are living in the last days. The perilous times are here, and the return of Yeshua is imminent. Pray. Seek the face of God. And get into a relationship with him so you can have a greater spiritual understanding of what's taking place and what's going on. Oh, man, you know, I try not to watch the news, you know, and I read some clips and different things like that. But it's really hard, saints, when you see the implementation of Satan's agenda by our political leaders. They're doing exactly what he wants them to do. And we need to pray in the body of Christ. I don't think we understand the seriousness of the hour, what's taking place and what's going on. But we need to pray for God to intervene, for God to have mercy on the United States of America. We have definitely gone in the ways of Sodom and Gomorrah. And if God does not judge the United States, then he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology because of what we are perpetrating, what we're doing with these young children, and what's being taught in the educational system about transgenderism and all of these things and things that are happening and taking place. We need to pray and ask God to forgive us for not being alert. Forgive us for not praying for our government leaders. Forgive us for voting for people that are anti-Christ, anti-God. Ask God to forgive us and ask God to bring a change. There's going to be a more upheavals coming. This is election years coming up. I'm just going to tell you prophetically. And the devil is going to get busy. There's going to be lies, distortions. The media is going to hype stuff that is not true. They're going to look. And the people are going to fall for it. But those that have prayed and sought the face of God, they're going to know what's going on, because we are going to be praying and interceding right now that the will of God be done. And that believers wake up and come out of their feelings and emotions and say, what is the will of the Lord for the people? And begin to cry out for God to show up in a great and a mighty way, for God to intervene, because we need revival in the United States of America. And revival starts with us in the body of Christ. As we examine our hearts and as we get before God and we allow the Spirit of God to work in us, to purge us, then revival starts with us. Then it goes outside of the four walls. And then we become the vessels that God desires for us to be. We're to be a light in the midst of darkness, and it is dark. I don't believe people realize how dark it is. It's so dark that we can't even see angelic beings. y'all didn't hear me. You know, they could see angels. We can't see nothing but what's in the natural realm, because it's so dark. It is so evil. And the things that are happening, the murders, the violence, the suicide, all of these things should be stirring us in the body of Christ. I would think, you know, if we were concerned, we would be calling a solemn assembly in the churches. But as you know, our programs and things that we do and our big events and bringing in the big name speakers and all those things continue to go on. But what we need to be doing is weeping between the porch and the altar for the souls of people who are in bondage and captivity, people who are perishing, our cities, the spirit of lawlessness that was released during COVID-19. You can see it's going up to a whole nother level. These people have lost their minds. It's not even safe for a family to walk down the street anymore. You basically now, it's like living in the Wild Wild West in a lot of these liberal cities, particularly the liberal cities that don't adhere to God's covenant and God's word. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. That went over somebody's head. They didn't get that. Anyway, we got to get into place as believers. Lord, how can I pray for my city? How can I pray for my political leaders? Lord, how do you want me to pray for them? Because the policies that they implement can impact you as a whole, as a believer. And if it's an ungodly policy, you're going to suffer, because it's the law of the land. But we have the power to pray for God to move, for God to intervene, for God to bring change. And we need change on so many levels. Let's stop with all the concerts and the primo events, and let's say, Lord, we're just going to get together and we're going to pray and intercede, and we're going to cry out to God. God, send revival. God, intervene. God, save my city. Lord, save my block. God, raise up and anoint preachers and teachers to preach the full counsel of your word, that lives will be changed, that there will be genuine conversions.
Lord, give us the faith and the boldness to engage the kingdom of darkness so that we can deliver and set the captives free as what you said you were going to do in Luke chapter 4. You said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. When Jesus showed up on the earth, he came because his people were in captivity and bondage. And as soon as his ministry took off, he began to engage the kingdom of darkness. He began to lay hands on the sick. He began to cast out devils. He began to expose the religious system that was holding his people in bondage and captivity. It's a sad commentary when believers you can't have a conversation about spiritual warfare with believers, other believers, because they don't believe it. It's like, nah. When, let me ask you something, saints. Did all the demons just leave when Jesus went on the cross and died and rose again? Did they just vacate? Scripture tells us we are involved in a spiritual warfare. We have a mandate to pray for the sick, to cast out devils. My son runs into this problem at his school. He goes to a private Christian school. And he's just not getting a slight breakthrough talking about spiritual warfare. And that was what is binding up the young people. And that a lot of the youth movements and youth ministries, it is superficial because they don't get the sound teaching to equip them on what they need to do and how to fight. So when the spirit of mind control or the spirit of suicide begins to speak and talk, they can take authority and bind that spirit and tell it to shut up and tell that spirit to go from them in the name of Yeshua. The enemy is still in the lives of a young people because the parents have not taught them. There's been a failure of the parents to instruct and to equip their children how to wage spiritual warfare because they have no teaching on it. Yeah, we teach them that God is love and God loves us, but there's a whole nother side of this thing that needs to be communicated to the people of God, especially to the young people of God. It's the parents' responsibility to sow the word of God in their children and to teach them about these things so they can be successful, so that they can fight, so when mommy and daddy ain't around, they can say, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, I rebuke you, and I command you to go from me now in Yeshua's name. I bind every tormenting spirit, go from me now. I bind every lying, whispering spirit, be quiet and go from me now. You spirit of suicide and self-harm, go from me now in the name of Yeshua, and not to be caught up. We have not taught our young people, and even as adults, we've not been instructed on how to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because he will lead us and to guide us. And we've not learned to walk with him. We've not learned how to cultivate that relationship with him because our denomination doesn't preach on that. The Holy Spirit of God is not in it. He is a third person of the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all are one. The Holy Spirit is here on earth to lead us and to guide us and to walk with us. Go with me to John 16. Jesus was talking to his disciples. Through the whole time of his earthly ministry, Jesus was preparing his disciples how to receive the Holy Spirit, how to walk with the Holy Spirit. He says in verse 1, here, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, then time comes that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they say, do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may be remembered that I told you of them, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Jesus would tell him, say, look, let me tell you something. You're going to go through hell for believing in me. You're going to be brought up on charges. You're going to be killed. But I want you to know, you're going to make it. You're going to be okay. And then he says, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asking me, where am I going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but I will depart and send him unto you. And when he, you see that he, the Holy Spirit, is not feminine. Oh God. God is not feminine. He is God. He is God the Father. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. In other words, expose and rebuke. And of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. And I told you last couple of broadcasts ago that Satan is the god of this world, but we serve the God of the universe. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, highlight this in your Bible. If you don't have it, highlight it. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, first and foremost, he is the Spirit of truth, not deception, not error. He will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit of God will expose the deception. He will expose the error in anything that is happening and going on in your life. Especially when it comes to preaching and teaching. It'll be like a blinking red light. Error, 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 error. Into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Oh, man. This is a place I'm trying to get into. You can get so tight with Father God and the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come before it happens. Yeah. And he will speak to you. There was, you know, I ran into some trouble when I was pastoring. And I was preaching about the Holy Spirit speaking to his people. And man, preachers got upset. Folks in the congregation got upset. Ah, the Holy Spirit don't speak to us. We can't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's because you ain't got the Holy Spirit. That's the problem. It says he's going to speak to you. You hear me, saints? You can have it. Now, if the devil can speak to you and his demons can speak to you. See, that's the strategy of the enemy. It gets me upset because sometimes it's like, we stupid. I don't mean to offend nobody, but we allow the devil to deceive us, lying preachers to deceive us, and it's a spirit of unbelief. And say, so, oh no, the Holy Spirit don't speak to us. Oh, I can't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, you can. If you can hear the voice of a demon, demonic spirits telling you to kill yourself and that you ain't worth a nickel, worth a degrading and demeaning you, you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And because you've spent time, you see, the Holy Spirit is not going to deviate from his word when he's speaking to you. That's why you got to get in the word and you build and develop that relationship so that when the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you, you know that you know that you know. Especially when it lines up with the word of God. Oh, God. you know, why I say we need revival? Because you can be walking with the Holy Spirit of God who's involved in the creation. When God said, let there be light, it was the Holy Spirit that caused the light to manifest. The power source of the Godhead or the Trinity is the Holy Spirit of God, and he's been given to you. He will speak to you. He will lead you, and he will guide you. It says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore I say unto you, he shall take of mine, he shall show it. The Holy Spirit is going to show you the promises of God and the things that God has ordained for you in your life. And so you have to walk with the Holy Spirit of God and build and cultivate that relationship with him and embrace the Spirit of God, because as you do, your relationship with God is going to take on a whole new light, saint. And I believe many people are struggling because they've not cultivated the relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. They have not allowed the Holy Spirit of God to be God in their lives. It says he's going to speak to you. He's going to guide you. And that's why, you know, one thing I say, pray, I say, Holy Spirit, please lead and guide me. Lord, what is your will for me today? Speak to me, Father. And that comes from abiding in him, which is John 15. I read that, it was in that scripture a couple of weeks ago, that he says, if you abide in me, and not my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. So there's an abiding, and there's this cultivating of the relationship with Father God through the power of the Holy Spirit, that as you are doing these things, you then begin to walk in a spiritual place of spiritual maturation, of maturity, that you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And then the enemy will send his minions to try to deceive you and to get you off track. But you have to be steadfast. You have to be strong. You have to hold on. You have to continue to fight and press your way into the kingdom of God, because the closer you get to him, the granted the warfare is around you, but be of good cheer, because he has overcome the world. That's why he's given us authority to tread on scorpions and serpents and over all the works of the enemy. And he says nothing by any means shall hurt you. You see, the enemy is a master deceiver, and he uses deception to deceive the people of God, and then where they don't believe that the power of God is greater, and that, or that God can't deliver, when God's words are true. The Bible is full of example after example of God delivering and moving in the behalf of his people. The Bible gives so many examples of how people have prayed just a simple prayer, and it has changed the atmosphere. Because when you pray and you cry out to God in humility, God shows up and you say, Lord God of Israel, here I am. I'm seeking your face, and recognizing that when you accepted Yeshua as Messiah, you became a son and daughter of the Most High God. Your sins have been forgiven. You've been redeemed. Your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you have a right to call God Father and ask him for what you need. And he will provide it. Saints, I can't finish this today here. Please be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers, your financial support. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord. His return imminent. Pray for your family members and loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.